KO4PXV.
Bird.
It is.
I'm one of those cartoon characters now. I was just looking here. I thought last Sunday was Easter. Am I wrong about that?
Easter's someone that last day of this in March.
My calendar it says all this crap on here that's pre programmed on your phone. Yeah, you can't even take it off if you want it off, and it doesn't show Easter. It's interesting.
According to the internet, Easter is the 31st day of March, so this year.
There it is. I was looking at the wrong month. Well, I guess it helps if you're on the right month of your calendar. It's kind of hard to look at that and drive. I'm trying not to do that. Oh, gosh. Anyway, KB4CPA. So I assume you picked up your child. That is your child, isn't it?
Sir, that is definitely my crumb snatcher.
It's definitely better to pick up somebody else. Gosh, I can remember the days when I was at I was on staff at Bethel Baptist Church doing the music, and we had a daycare, and of course it was a separate entity from the church, but in the same building or complex, and golly, you had no, you didn't have to show any kind of identification or anything back then. This was back in the 90s, I guess, mid, late 90s. And just think about how much it's changed in the last 20, 25 years. It's just, you've got to have when I get to pick up my grandson, I've got to have his name, I've got to have a number, and, or I'm not picking him up.
Daughter's daycare, everyone has to be on a sign-out sheet, and they go through and vet them and make sure that they know who they are with a picture ID and stuff like that. And once they realize and know who they are, then they still have to put in that code to sign that child out.
I got to pick up my grandson, my 10-year-old. Well, he just turned 11, and he goes to school in Powdersville, and the line they have—they know knew ahead of time when they built the school that they were going to have a long line. So they zigzagged the line around, snake it, back and forth in loops, and so the cars aren't all, crowded out in the street, backing up traffic. And it works out pretty good, but they have ladies that have walkie-talkies in there. They'll get a group of so many children and to pick up, and then let them go and be picked up at the door there, and then the next group, and so on. So it's very well organized.
When I was picking up the foster kids that go to school, they were in like the middle and high school, I would have them just walk across the area in a bigger parking lot, like right beside Malden High School. There's a senior activity center. I just had her walk right across the street where they was didn't have to worry about getting in the line for pickup or anything, and that she was already waiting there, and I'd come out, turn left, and go back home long before a couple of cars even moved.
That worked out good for you. Oh, man, I have sat in many a line, let me tell you. My oldest one, I don't think I've had to pick up my younger two, but my wife does, I think, once a week, but I don't think it's a big deal where they go to school. Their school's not near as big as the one at Powdersville, but I don't even know what I was going to say about that. But anyway, I tell you, Powdersville, elementary, high school, and junior high are all right there together, side by side, on Hood Road. You can imagine, all those children. Of course, they're being let out at different times, but still, that's a lot of people going up down that road.
Yep, at least the kids will know what their school looks like when they go to the next grade. And more than likely, they still got different buses with the different age kids on it. That way they get dropped off at different areas.
I remember going from elementary school to middle school now. It was junior high when I was growing up, but they call it middle school now. And I was trying to ask my sister, she was a year older, how do you know which class to go to? She said, well, you just do, like that. And I'm just looking at her like, yeah, that doesn't really answer my question. Oh, she was funny. But anyway, I was all anxious about it, but turns out it wasn't such a big deal after all.
You probably remember this because I think you took your maybe 10 years older than I am, maybe. But hopefully I don't offend you. Like I said, knife in my pocket, and kids had a smoking area at school, and
we could carry pocket knives. People smoked. Especially in high school, I can remember, smoking in the restrooms and outside, and you had to watch for the teachers and the assistant principal. He'd stick his head in the door every now and then. So, but I never. I was trying to sneak in a cigarette between classes. Well, I'm pulling in the driveway here with the pizza, so I'm going to, they sent me praise, and wish you a good evening, and enjoy time with Lloyd, and you have a, hope you have a good rest of the evening. Now I'll stick around for your final. 73s, KB4CBA.
Hi, sir. Have a great day and enjoy your pizza. Yeah, I can remember I didn't smoke during high school. I don't smoke now, but really didn't have to because pretty much had to walk through the smoking area of everyone else did, and until they finally got smart and moved it where the people that didn't smoke didn't have to suffer.
One habit I was glad I quit. I tell you what, I smoked, I think, 8 years, 2.5 packs a day. So you can imagine what that would have done to my lungs. By now, I'd probably be dead. But anyway, 73's KB4CBA.